KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. Scott Schaefer is away. I'm John Myers. More than 8,000 acres in Southern California have been burned as of this morning as two major wildfires continue to blaze out of control across areas of Los Angeles, Ventura, and Riverside counties. The largest fire is in a rugged area near the border of L.A. and Ventura counties. The so-called Chatsworth Fire has now scorched about 7,000 acres and is only 5% contained. The fire, which broke out yesterday afternoon, has destroyed one house so far, but is threatening many other structures and has forced evacuation in some canyon areas. L.A. City Fire Department Inspector John Mancha says about 1,300 firefighters are on scene, and today's weather could again make fighting that fire difficult.
We're kind of at the mercy of Mother Nature right now. The winds definitely have driven this fire, and a lot of unburned fuel, a lot of medium to heavy brush, and with the wind, makes it very unpredictable. And any time we start to get the wind to go one certain way, it all of a sudden gets a wind shift, and more fuel then becomes vulnerable to being burnt.
Meantime, an 1,100-acre fire continues to burn this morning in Riverside County, although that fire is now about 25% contained. Most of the acreage burned has been part of a chicken ranch in Riverside. And while firefighters hope to get full containment this evening, Riverside County Fire spokesperson Julie Hutchinson says multiple fires in the Southland have made their job that much harder.
The problem was when the other fires started breaking, we had to, obviously move other equipment around. We actually had some resources we could cut loose to go that direction. And as usual, we just all cooperated and made sure that everybody, each of the fires was getting taken care of.
Investigators do not know the cause of either fire as of now, but experts say the conditions for major wildfires in Southern California are almost ideal, after one of the wettest winters on record left a lot of brush just waiting for warm, arid, and windy conditions like those over the past day and a half. In other news this morning, a summer of discontent has stretched into autumn when it comes to voters and their opinion of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and his self-proclaimed reform agenda. A new poll from the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California continues to find low approval ratings for Schwarzenegger and the legislature, 33% for the governor, 32% for the legislature. The poll also shows when it comes to the three main November ballot initiatives backed by the governor, focusing on teacher tenure, state budget process, and political redistricting, none has attracted majority support. What does attract support in the new poll, however, is the idea that some changes are needed in California's initiative process. While almost 6 in 10 voters say they like initiatives, even more of those surveyed say the wording of many ballot measures is too complicated and too confusing. Diesel prices in California now hover around $3.20 a gallon. That's almost a dollar more than last fall. And as those prices jump, so does the incentive to steal fuel from farmers. From the Central Valley Bureau, Sasha Coker reports.
Chris Lang is used to cattle rustlers. He's had plenty of cows stolen from his ranch in the Tulare County town of Woodlake. But lately, he's had to worry about thieves sucking his fuel tanks dry. He opens up the door to a shed that houses a fuel pump switch.
We change the combination on this lock every 2 months because we're so afraid that somebody might learn the combination and then they would have access to the switch to turn on the fuel.
Lang and his farmhands use their fuel pump to fill their pickups. It's like their own personal gas station in the middle of the orange groves. There's also a diesel tank to fill tractors and backhoes. Lang's put a padlock on that too, and now he has the hassle of hauling fuel out to his tractors each day so they don't sit full. Thieves have been siphoning off fuel from tanks like his all over Tulare County and from the machines farmers use to warm their orange groves in the winter. Lang has lost hundreds of gallons of fuel from one of those wind machines nestled deep in his orange groves, where thieves have come back to drain the tank again and again.
In some respects, you wish the guys just come and you'd hand them the cash and say, don't give us the inconvenience.
If thieves swipe diesel from the wind machines just before a frost, farmers like Lang could lose acres of oranges and tens of thousands of dollars in just one day. Detective Brian Davis is patrolling in an unmarked pickup. He's an agricultural crimes investigator with the Tulare County District Attorney's Office. Davis used to be on the violent crimes unit, tracking down murderers. But he says protecting farms is more rewarding.
I mean, everybody recognizes when somebody gets murdered that that's a serious, you know, emotional charged crime. But when these farmers get hit like they do, you know, people just don't have the grasp of how emotional of a crime it is to the farmer and his family.
Between 2003 and 2004, fuel thefts here quadrupled. That pace has continued, but the price hike means a bigger financial hit for farmers. About 53,000 gallons of gas were stolen in the San Joaquin Valley in the first 8 months of this year alone. That's a loss of more than $110,000.
I'll just snap a picture here.
Detective Mike Rubalcaba from the Tulare County Sheriff's Department is taking pictures and measuring tire tracks next to a diesel tank. Thieves siphoned away 300 gallons of diesel sometime in the night.
Well, tire tracks are kind of similar to your fingerprints and stuff. I mean, you can use them to compare the, if you find the vehicle with the tires on it, you're lifting actually the print of the tire. You put fingerprint powder on there.
Agricultural detectives sometimes plant surveillance cameras and motion sensors to track fuel thieves. But they're not easy to catch, says Sergeant Mike Watson with the Tulare County Sheriff's Department.
The VCR has a serial number, a gun has a serial number. Fuel, if you come into contact with a guy pulling a tank with fuel, it's hard to identify where it came from. How do we know if he bought it at Chevron or if he stole it from a farm?
Detectives say some of the thieves are part of organized crime syndicates that sell to truckers or farmers on the black market. Others are small-time crooks stealing to gas up their own vehicles. Some farmers are sleeping in their orchards to try and catch the thieves. Others are talking about forming a rural neighborhood watch program similar to those found in cities. The days of tractors with full tanks out in the field may be over. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Tulare County.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, September 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Myers. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by TIAA CREF, serving those who serve others by offering financial services for the greater good. TIAA-CREF.org. The Steward Foundation, for coverage of important issues in public education. And the California Farm Water Coalition, family farmers dedicated to using water to produce fresh fruits, vegetables, and grains for your family. Online at farmwater.org.